This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WCCN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome, fellow Alabama friends, citizens, and patriots. This is The Point, and I am Bill Crawford, and yes, I am back here with you live with producer Brian Temple. Last week, I was under the weather, to say the least, but I am back today, full of bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and ready to go for the rest of the week. And we are certainly glad to be here, and again, last week, couldn't help that. You wouldn't have wanted to hear me anyway, because you probably couldn't have understood a word I was saying. But
well,
hey,
you made it back just in time for the new Lunar New Year, the Year of the Horse, now that we can say it again.
Now that we can say it again.
Yeah, I'll be writing Year of the Snake on my checks for next month, please.
Well, hey, go for it. That's just fine. I'm glad to hear that. I don't think I'll be doing that, though. But, hey, folks, I am glad to be back here. We've got a full week of good shows with you. Starting today, we have Wes Kelly, the president and CEO of Huntsville Utilities. And this afternoon, in our second segment, we're going to be joined for a recurring appearance with a Fox News anchor. Today, it's going to be Miss Kenesha Dees. She's the anchor of the Fox Nightly News, and we look forward to having her in studio to kind of get to know her a little better and just sort of give us a recap of what they think is going on in North Alabama.
This is a brand new segment. I'm excited about it, to expand that partnership we have with Fox 54 and to meet some of the people who bring you the news every night.
Well, we've had Kenesha's coming in, and I'm sure we're going to get Jordan Dressman in here one of these days. But today, our focus for our first segment is going to be on public utilities, specifically Huntsville Utilities. And I want to talk about public utilities just for a second. I know this is not a glamorous topic. This is not something where you see people parading down Main Street because the sewage plant works. There are no fireworks at your house when you turn the lights on, and lo and behold, they come on. But you know what? The strength of a city is it does not start with the skyline or the pretty stuff. It starts with the pipes, poles, and the power lines. Public utilities, what are they? Water, sewer, electricity, natural gas, stormwater management. They're the backbone of civilization at the local area. They are the quiet professionals of municipal government, the unsung heroes. Think about water for an example. Clean, reliable drinking water is not just something that happens overnight. It's public health. It's fire protection. It's economic development. A city that cannot guarantee water pressure and water quality won't attract business or residences. Manufacturers don't want to be there. Hospitals won't expand. Families won't move in. And the sewer system, well, you don't really talk about that a lot at dinner, but it is absolutely essential. Wastewater treatment is what separates modern society from the caveman. It protects rivers, lake, and groundwater, and it safeguards property values. What about electricity? A lot of people take that for granted. Well, don't, because reliable and resilient electricity is what keeps police departments operational, traffic signals functioning, and small businesses alive, not to mention your own house running and doing what it's supposed to do. In today's economy, power reliability is essential. You have to have data centers, healthcare facilities, school. They just don't want power. They have to have power. It's their lifeblood. And here's something else we don't really talk about a lot, is a public utility is almost sometimes the single most important asset a municipality owns. Unlike many government services, utilities generate revenue. They're self-sustaining when they are managed well. The revenue that comes from these entities supports infrastructure upgrades, bond ratings, and long-term planning. A well-run municipal utility can stabilize taxes, fund capital improvements, and provide a buffer during economic turndowns. But here's the catch. You got this just doesn't happen. It requires foresight and planning. You can't wait until the pipes start busting until you think about replacing those pipes. You cannot wait till a transformer explodes to invest in the power grid. You have to plan this stuff out. Deferred maintenance is the enemy of municipal stability. Every mayor, council member, city manager faces the temptation to delay upgrades because voters don't want to see underground investments that they can't see. Think about Texas a few years ago when the power grid fell. But responsible leadership means you got to invest this kind of stuff. They're also about equity. Reliable water power are not luxuries for the rich and famous. They're necessities for everyone. When a municipality ensures that everyone has access to water, power, and all these other services, not just new developments, but even the older parts of town, it reinforces the idea that citizenship carries equal dignity and equity. And let's talk about resilience. Storms in our area are getting stronger. Weather patterns are less predictable. Cyber threats are coming in. They're more sophisticated. The municipalities that will thrive in the coming decades will be those that invest in hardened grids, redundant systems, backup power, and cybersecurity. Public utilities are not just infrastructure. They are strategic assets. There's also something uniquely American about locally controlled utilities. When a community owns and operates its own system, decisions are made close to home. Rates reflect local priorities, and investment aligns with community growth. Accountability is direct, and that is something that matters. Because at the end of the day, public utilities are about trust. Trust, when you turn on the tap, water comes out. Trust, when you turn on the power switch, the light comes on. And trust that when the storm comes and knocks your power out, that it's going to come right back on. Municipal strength is not just measured by ribbon cuttings on new businesses and subdivisions. It's managed and measured by reliability. Public utilities may not win elections, and they may not generate applause or a big crowd, but they make everything possible. So folks, when you're out there driving around and you see some people working on a power pole or digging in the street or doing those little jobs that they have to do to keep this city up and running, realize they're our friends. They're our backbone. And without them, we're going to have a lot of problem in any city. In our city, we've really got it good. We're not Texas. We're not Nashville where the power went out for weeks. Our city utilities, Huntsville utilities in particular, work very, very well. And later on, in fact, in the very next segment, we're going to be joined by Wes Kelly, who is the CEO of Huntsville Utilities and the president also. And I really look forward to talking to Wes, and I think you will enjoy his interview. So, Brian, I think with that, I can go ahead and take a break if it's okay with you.
I don't think I forgot.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Tom Abraham here for my friends at All About Water. Crazy name, huh? Well, let me introduce you to them. All About Water is the top pond builder anywhere in the Tennessee Valley, and that includes remodeling or cleaning out existing ponds as well. They also have monthly maintenance plans for your pond. Don't have a pond? Well, how about a fountain or water feature for your property to bring that soothing sound of running water to your happy place? On the other hand, maybe you have water on your property that you don't want. Well, Ryan at All All About Water is all about water, so he could take care of that as well. He has a background in fluid dynamics, and what that means is that he could take care of any water issue that you have. Finally, how about that irrigation system that you have or that you want? Well, they do installs and maintenance and repairs on those as well, because they are all about water. Learn more at allaboutwaterllc.com. That's allaboutwaterllc.com.
AL cert number 21014.
This is Thomas with Talent Heating and Air Conditioning.
Thomas, I need you guys to light my flame sensor.
Excuse me?
Yeah, my gas valve's not flowing, buddy.
What do y'all need over there?
Oh, I need you to exchange my heat exchanger.
You don't have to speak the love language of a furnace to call Talent Heating and Air Conditioning. We can come out and do a $49 tune-up, and you'll get savings off of that, and we'll be able to figure out what's going on with your system.
Can you keep my flame lit this Valentine's Day?
We can definitely keep your flame lit.
Who do I got to call?
Call Talent at 256-503-4490.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
That was weird.
It's Talent Heating and Air. They're live. They're local. Give them a call today.
More savings, more selection, more for your trade. I'm Bobby White, and we've got more to love all month long at Lynn Layton Ford in Decatur. While they last, save up to $11,000 off MSRP on select 2025 F-150 crew cabs. $11,000 off F-150. Save more on remaining 25 Mustangs, up to $8,500 off MSRP on select models. Yep, $8,500 off on a Mustang. Save up to $10,000 off MSRP on remaining new 2025 Explorers, up to $10,000 off. New 25 Bronco Sports start under $27,000. That's right, just $26,800 after a $1,000 Ford owner loyalty rebate. New 25 Broncos start at just $36,500. That's $36,500 after the $1,000 Ford owner loyalty rebate. And there's never any hidden markups or dock fees. All these offers with your good credit, and we hope to see you soon at Lynn Layton Ford. Right in the heart of Ford country, just a mile south of the Beltline indicator, or online anytime at LynnLaytonFord.com.
Forgiveness. Wow, what a word. What a gift. All of us have done things in our lives that we regret. All of us have done things that are disobedient. All of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Thank God for His forgiveness. Thank God that He separates our sins as far as the east is from the west and remembers them no more. Hey, I'm John Deese, pastor of Cross Point Church, smack dab across the street from the YMCA in Madison. Check us out at cpcfamily.org.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN. You can listen to us by going to our website, talkradiowzzn.com, click Listen Live, go to the App Store and download the Talk Radio WZZN app. And you can take me and Brian with you, or Brian and I with us, wherever you may want to go. Or if you're in your car, just put it on the HD radio and find 97.72, and there we are. But we are back today now, and we're going to have our first guest of the afternoon, and that is Mr. Wes Kelly, the president and CEO of Huntsville Utilities. Wes, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. Appreciate the opportunity to talk to you.
Well, you're going to appreciate it even more in just a minute, because after I introduce you, I've got an unbelievably good story that happened to me today. As I said, Wes is the president and CEO of Huntsville Utilities. He comes to us. Previously, he was the chair of the waterworks system in Columbia and Pulaski, Tennessee. Is that not correct, Wes?
That's right. Yeah, electric, water, utilities are what I've been doing for a long time now.
Well, why didn't you do Lawrenceburg? That's my hometown.
Well, we were very close to Lawrenceburg. There were good people there.
Yeah, that is true. Well, Wes has been here since 2017. His honors and accolades are almost too numerous to mention. He is the past chairman of the board of Tennessee Valley Public Power Association, the vice chair of the American Public Power Association's membership committee, and on and on and on. Wes leads Huntsville Utilities to serve more than 230,000 electric, 106,000 water and 64,000 national gas customers in Huntsville, Madison County, and Limestone County. Did I miss anything, Wes, or does that pretty much cover it?
I love it. That's great.
Well, you're going to love this even more. And, folks, I couldn't even make this up, so I'll just tell what happened today with my little Huntsville utility story. I woke up this morning. I looked out in my front yard, and I saw my little water main out there, the little metal cover that sits in everybody's front yard, and there was water coming out of it. I went out and looked, and it looked like a little swimming pool in there. I went, oh, my gosh, I got to do something about this. So I called Huntsville Utilities at 8:15, and by 9:30, I had a person out there, and it was fixed. Now, folks, that's pretty good service, in my humble opinion. And, Wes, I want to mention Mr. Rodney Briggs. He was the technician who came out there. He was kind, courteous. He answered all my questions, and he did a great job. But I can tell you, folks, I've lived in many a city in my life, and that is a response that is an indication that something really good is going on around here.
Well, I'm so grateful to hear that story. You can imagine in my role, I usually hear the bad stories. I don't often get to hear the good stories. So thank you so much for sharing that. And that is the way the system's supposed to work. That's the way our people work. Our water guys are especially good at showing up and just figuring it out. Sometimes it's a mystery, a puzzle. They got to piece together. There's water in your yard, and we don't know where it's coming from, and we don't know exactly if it's on your side of the meter, our side of the meter, and they're real good at sniffing all that out and getting it taken care of. So I'm glad you had a happy ending and a quick resolution.
Well, I did, and again, your employee, Mr. Rodney Briggs, you ought to tap him on the shoulder and shake his hand. He was a credit to Huntsville Utilities Day. I was honored to meet him. So let's talk a little bit about a man who comes from Michigan and ends up down in the South doing the utility business. How did you decide to get into the utility business after going to Hillsdale College in Michigan?
Well, you know, that's a good story. Yeah, so I was actually born in Gadsden, Alabama. So I'm an Alabamian boy, lived in Texas, then lived in California, and then made my way to Little Hillsdale College up there in South Central Michigan, and enjoyed my time there at the college. And then I started working in IT. There for the school, but this was when the internet was just starting to become a thing. That shows how old I am. And so I enjoyed technology, enjoyed all that stuff. And then, but the little town we were in, Hillsdale, Michigan, had a municipal electric water and sewer system, and they wanted to get into high-speed broadband, which at the time meant cable modems. They meaning they wanted to get off dial-up. You remember dial-up? That was those were not good days.
No, not good days at all.
They wanted to get off dial-up and get cable modems. And so I left the college and started working for the Hillsdale Board of Public Utilities as their first telecommunications manager to put in high-speed internet. Now, here's the story. We did not build a high-speed network in Hillsdale, Michigan. The project never got off the ground. But what it did do is it got me working in utilities. I became the assistant director of utilities up there and learned the business, which was great for me. It's been a wonderful career. And after a while, I left there through a friendship and went down to Pulaski, Tennessee, just right across the border within your listening range, I'm sure, and worked for Pulaski Electric for 7 years. I was their general manager, the head guy for three of those seven. And then I snuck up the road to Columbia and ran that utility for about 5 years, and then had the opportunity of a lifetime to come here to Huntsville. So it just sort of snuck up. One good deed begets another, and here I am, and I'm very blessed.
Well, and I think we're lucky to have you here. And by the way, that's my neck of the woods. You know, I grew up in Lawrenceburg, played high school football against both Columbia and Pulaski, and still go there on occasion. So I think you cut your teeth on some good grounds, but let's talk a little bit about utilities in general. I don't know. I'm just guessing here, but it sounds to me like from, you know, Gadsden to Texas to California to Michigan, was that a military upbringing or was?
Yeah, you would think. No, my father was a minister.
Oh, okay.
So they move around just about as much as military folks do. So yeah, we were going from church to church at that time.
Well, the reason I ask that is because you know, I'm a retired Army officer, spent many years in the military, and I think I'll give you an analogy about a utility company that I think is true, and it's what I call the cooks in the mess hall analogy. Nobody pays any attention to the cooks in the mess hall until they serve liver and onions. Then they're the worst cooks in the world, and that's kind of like the utility business. Nobody pays attention to it when it's working until something goes wrong. So I know people shouldn't take you guys for granted, and I certainly don't. But tell folks a little bit about the massive amount of work that goes on behind the scenes so the utilities can just be an afterthought like the good food in the mess hall.
Boy, you have stolen something right out of my orientation remarks I give to all new employees at Huntsville Utilities. I don't have the mess hall connection because I'm not in the military, but what I tell them is when we do our jobs right, no one pays any attention to what we do. When we have a bad day, everyone is paying attention to what's going on at Huntsville Utilities. And so I joke with them. I say, if you're here because you need a lot of personal affirmation, this might not be the career for you. But whether it's we pull up and dig up somebody's rose bushes, or they get the bill and it's just eye-wateringly big, or God forbid the lights go out or brown water comes out of the faucet. I mean, those are all issues and problems, and you're right. When we do our job right, no one ever pays any attention to what's going on, and that's the way it needs to be. Huntsville Utilities people 365 days a year do excellent work, and it's across the board. Let me just kind of go through the utilities. I mean, we get our power from the Tennessee Valley Authority that connects into the Huntsville grid at about 13 locations, where we pull power off the main TVA transmission system and then get it into our system. And then we're responsible from there to get it distributed to all the businesses and homes in town. And then, of course, we've got meters, and we got to read those meters and send bills, and that's the unfortunate part of it. But that's an operation that takes up several hundred people that do that day in and day out to make sure that those tens of thousands of miles of line are up and running and doing their job. And then on the water side, we have to pull the water right out of the Tennessee River or out of the ground. We have both a well system at the Lincoln Dallas Mill. If people are familiar with that area off of Meridian, we still pull water out of that mill area. And then the rest of it, we get out of the Tennessee River, and we run it through our three major water treatment plants and then pump it north all the way through not only City of Huntsville, but Madison County and into Limestone County and all over. And then gas, we tie into the major interstate pipelines. We have contracts that are responsible for pulling gas both out of the Gulf and out of the major fracking areas. And we have contracts with all the pipeline companies to get that gas all the way from point A to point B so that it can hit our system and ultimately warm people's homes and provide a good, warm, cost-effective energy solution for people. So we take what we do seriously, but there's no illusions of grandeur here. We know our job is a straightforward job. It is a very complex job. Cybersecurity is an increasingly important part of what we do. Cost management is an increasingly difficult part of what we do because inflation is just cleaning everybody's clocks, including the utilities. Nobody wants to hear our tales of woe, but the price of pipe, the price of all of our material, everything that we do here is just costing more, and we're trying not to let that impact the ratepayers. And so, you know, we're trying to do what we can to keep those costs under control. But it's an important foundational job, and the community of Huntsville just couldn't, in Madison County, just couldn't operate without it. But that doesn't mean we need to be on the top of everybody's mind or on the tip of the tongue. We just need to get it done.
Well, you bring up an interesting point and something that I think has going to become, if not already there, more and more prominent in the development of this city, and that is the cybersecurity threat. You know, oftentimes you hear where hospitals are shut down or power grids are shut down because somebody hacks into it. And Huntsville, here we are, the technology capital of the South, really, we're just like Silicon Valley, except we're the Tennessee Valley. So What are you guys doing to keep us safe from the cyber threat?
Yeah, we focus on that all the time. We have dedicated staff, a team here that's all they do. One other important thing is we actually operate the utility infrastructure on Redstone Arsenal. So we're not only responsible for keeping the grid up in Huntsville, we're responsible for keeping the grid up on Redstone, which has some of the nation's most mission-critical national security operations running. So we take that work real seriously. And so it's called SCADA, but System Control and Data Acquisition Systems are fully air-gapped, meaning you can't get from the Internet to any of our control systems. Those systems are completely segmented and separated. And we have consultants we hire on the regular to come in and test us and poke and prod. And we take any breach seriously. Thankfully, we've not had any significant breaches, but we do our work. We eat our oatmeal on that all the time. Been training our staff. Don't click on a link if you don't understand it. Scamming is getting more and more sophisticated. An organization like ours is a target, which means it's not just some random scammer with an email with all a bunch of misspelled words. They send emails to our people knowing exactly who they are, what they do, who their boss is, what their daily work is, and they craft and target emails specifically to manipulate them to get them to turn over their credentials. It's a dangerous game, and it's going on every day.
Yeah, I do believe the term for that is actually called phishing, and I've had a lot of training in how to avoid that myself. But one other question about Huntsville Utilities, or perhaps just a comment. You know, a lot of people say, it'd be so much better if somebody, some private entity, just took this over and ran it for a profit. I don't think that's necessarily the case, and I don't think it certainly isn't the case with Huntsville Utilities, which is owned by the city of Huntsville rather than a private company, and it does very well. Well, and in fact, I think it's a good strategic partner with our city. Would you elaborate on that a bit?
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. Huntsville Utilities just has to care about Huntsville. There are great utilities across this country, both what we call investor-owned utilities, meaning privately owned, like Alabama Power Company, and there's cooperative utilities, which is it's sort of in between what we are and the investor-owned, meaning they're private corporations, but they're owned by their members. So like Joe Wheeler, North Alabama, those are co-ops that are very close to us here in Huntsville. They're good people and they run good systems. But what's interesting about Huntsville Utilities is because of our connection to the city, we only have to care about this place. There's no shareholders that I need to make happy. I just need to make the stakeholders here in Huntsville-Madison County happy, and that's what we try to do every day. And for that reason, we can be responsive. And we are an active economic development partner sitting at the table with the Chamber of Commerce, with the mayor's leadership, to make sure that we're doing what we can to make sure that Huntsville is prepared for growth. And as you can imagine, in the nearly 10 years I've been in Huntsville, that's been a major, major theme of my time here is getting ready for this growth and then responding when it comes.
Well, you know, you bring that up, and I've had quite a few elected officials on the show in my short duration on the air since January 20th, and every one of them has said one of the things we are concerned about but we're not worried about is Huntsville's capability to keep growing with our utility system. So how do you guys project that out? You know, how do you know which way things are going to grow and how many people and how many power lines you need to send to certain places? Do y'all do that yourself, or do you have an assistant with some state or federal agency?
No, we do that ourselves, but it is it's something you can't just like do organically. You can't just guess at it. So we have what we call system studies done fairly regularly now. We did a 20-year water master plan about 3 years ago. We did a 20-year gas master plan about a year ago. And we're gearing up now for a major electric system study now at our main technical type of study. So, and we bring out first-class engineering consultants who help our staff look at the situation. We look at where the population growth has been. We get with the city and talk about where they are targeting growth for the future. The same with the county, City of Madison. And then we need to make sure that we've got the right resources in place, hopefully years in advance. Now, that doesn't always happen, but being in the pipe and wire business means we got to be in the ground before anything else can happen. And so water has been honestly a bit of a struggle. Everybody takes water for granted. You turn the faucet, it just comes on. Our water infrastructure, we really having to make some serious investments in that to keep up with all the things that are happening. One thing that people don't think about with water, it's not just flushing your toilet or turning your faucet on. It is fire protection. And about half of the water system, rule of thumb, about half the water system is used for fire protection. That means that half of the system is used very, very rarely. But when there's a fire, you want to be able to fight it quickly. And you want to be able to have Huntsville Fire Department be able to fight multiple fires at the same time. And so a big part of the infrastructure we put in the ground is for that capability. And no one thinks about it. And honestly, no one thinks that they need to pay for it. But a chunk of your water rates are going to make sure that that fire protection is in place.
Well, that's very important. Now, speaking of stuff people take for granted, I want to ask you this, because a lot of people in Nashville, Tennessee took a lot of stuff for granted and they were greatly surprised. I'm just curious if Huntsville Utilities was able to get any lessons learned from the fiasco that just happened up in Nashville.
Well, it's funny you should say that. You started your morning with a Huntsville Utility story that was serendipitous. I started one as well. This morning I started with a good group of my staff sitting down and doing an after action, not about Huntsville Utilities, but an after action on Nashville and what lessons we learned. Now, we sent crews up to help Nashville, and they were up there for about 9 days, I think, helping them get the power back on. And so we were getting their firsthand accounts. And then I had the opportunity to talk to the CEO of Nashville yesterday and get her play-by-play. And so we're putting all that together so that we can learn some good lessons from them. Now, I got to tell you, the original weather forecast for Huntsville was 1 inch of ice and 6 inches of snow. That's what Nashville got.
Right.
So it could have been here, and it could have been bad. So there's a lot of – the big thing there is scaling up. Now, Nashville's about twice our size from an electric standpoint. So they ordinarily have about 200 linemen. We have about 100. They have a little over 200. We have a little over 100 linemen. They ramped up to 1,900 linemen. So I would challenge my staff, what does it look like if we go from 100-plus linemen getting the lights back on here at Huntsville to 500 linemen getting the lights back on? How do we scale up to manage that quickly and constructively so that people just aren't on top of each other and everybody knows what their mission is and how to execute it? So good planning, emergency response plans, system resiliency studies, all those things are a big part of what we do every day.
Well, speaking of that, maybe my final point here is obviously you are always going to be in need of good people. Are there jobs available at Huntsville Utilities?
Oh, yeah. We are always hiring. We've got about 900 people that work here, believe it or not. And they do, again, between electric, water, gas. But then there's everything in between, customer service, accounting, IT, fleet. You know, we got a great group of mechanics that keep our hundreds of vehicles on the road. So, yes, our website, hsvutil.org, there's a link there to our job postings. And every week we've got stuff out there. And it's a good career, especially if you like working outside and you don't mind adverse weather conditions and you don't mind maybe working all hours of the night or day. It's a pretty darn good career opportunity because we're tied in with the city. We get kind of some nice public benefits. We're sort of the state pension system. I mean, gosh, who still has a pension, right? Part of the state pension system. And yeah, I think it's a heck of a place to work, and I'm very blessed to be here, and I hope and I know that most of our 900 employees feel the same way.
Okay, well, I'm going to leave you with one more little positive feel-good story, which actually happened to me, and this happened, gosh, back in 2000 or 2011 when I first moved into town. The water main in my house broke between the main and the street. So you guys were going to come fix it. And I shut the water off and I told my daughter, I said, Leah, I'm going to go back in the pool and swim some laps because it'll be forever before these guys get here. And before I had my bathing suit on, she was yelling in the house, "Dad, they're here." So that's two real good true stories about Huntsville Utilities. And Wes, I'd like to thank you for your time. Hey, go shake Rodney Briggs's hands. He deserved it today. He did a great job at my house, and we really appreciate you being on with us today.
Well, Bill, I appreciate this opportunity and look forward to talking to you anytime. And if there's anything that comes up and you want to get me back on the horn, you just let me know.
I will. Thank you, sir. Okay, that's Wes Kelly, president and CEO of Huntsville Utilities. Really enjoyed that conversation. And, Brian, let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll get out of here, and we'll come back. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
If you've ever been in a car wreck, it almost feels like being in a movie. I'm attorney Gary Lackey. I know your accident is the real thing, and they happen to real people every day.
The Lackey Law Firm.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. There's a lot of talk right now about bigger, but when you've had a wreck and need a lawyer, is bigger better?
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family.
I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. Having thousands of cases is impressive, but do you want to be just a case number, one with lots of digits?
Or do you need a lawyer who gets to know you? With offices in Huntsville and Scottsboro, when you've been injured, we take the time to help.
Even in your hospital room.
Because at the Lackey Law Firm, you're not a number. We treat you like family, because that's what we are.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
And if you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I'm here with Stan McDonald of Jacob Title. Stan, I've heard that every real estate closing at Jacob Title is a very big deal. Why is that?
Wes, I'm reminded of a very impactful statement that I heard from Coach Gene Stallings years ago when he talked about big games and little games. He said he didn't like that comparison. He says, because try losing one of those little games. And if you ever do, it ends up being the biggest game all year long. Well, it's the same thing with real estate closings. Every game, every closing is a very big deal at Jacob Title. Because when it's your closing and your contract on the line, it's a very big deal, and we understand that at Jacob Title.
So it sounds like whether your client is a first-time residential buyer or a multi-million-dollar investor, they can expect your A-game.
That's exactly right. As a matter of fact, when you bring your real estate closing to us at Jacob Title, we understand it's all about trust and confidence. And when Stan McDonald tells you that a chicken dips snuff, you can look under his wing for the box.
And like Beams likes to say, there's no doubt about it.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best. And this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
Tom Luganville here from my friends at the service department at Woody Anderson Ford. When you need service on your vehicle, whether it's a Ford or any other make, you want to get into Woody Anderson Ford, where their expert service technicians will get it diagnosed and repaired right away, the right way. And while you are there, check out all the new and pre-owned vehicles at Woody Anderson as well. They are ready to make you the best deal possible. Visit Woody Anderson Ford today.
Woody Anderson Ford on Jordan Lane in Huntsville,
Hughes Road in Madison, and online at WoodyAndersonFord.com.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. More cloud cover through the course of the afternoon, but it's still going to be a really nice warm day. Temperatures climbing into the mid and upper 60s, getting really close to 70 degrees. We only drop into the mid and upper 50s as we head into the overnight. A couple of isolated showers are going to be possible on Wednesday. Otherwise, it is going to be warm. Temperatures climbing into the upper 60s and lower 70s.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford alongside producer extraordinaire Brian Temple, and we are glad to be here with you today on Talk Radio WZZN. If you want to give us a call, dial us up, 256-382-0724. If you got one of those little handheld computers with a cell phone attachment, that'll work. Or you can also just dial us up just on your home phone. Yeah, just like my phone has decided to
matter
take
of fact,
off.
The someone just called 256-382-0724. It's Kenesha Dees. She's our next guest. She's part of our brand new segment starting at the top of the next hour. We talk, do like a weekend review of last week and look ahead to this week for with our friends over at Fox 54. She volunteered to be our first victim, and she's going to be here with us. She's on the way now, and we'll be here soon. So what we're doing, you know what, Bill?
I've got an idea. Let's take a break.
Why don't I take a commercial break?
Yeah, my phone is going nuts.
Give you a chance to beat that phone into submission, and we'll join you right back.
Okay.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
A wise man once said, if you take care of old folks and children, everything in the middle will take care of itself.
Hi, I'm Danny Aldridge, lawyer in Alabama and Tennessee. In the next 20 years, the number of those folks over 65 years of age will more than double. In our golden years, the most important goal is to be treated with dignity and have control over doing what makes you grateful with those you love. At the Aldridge Law Firm and the Legal Town Center, we're dedicated to help you with these goals, and we'll be there when life throws you those inevitable curveballs. Let us assist you with your legal needs, whatever they may be or become. You may reach us by phone at 256-534-3188 or online with Dan at danaldridgelaw.com. Just remember, we're here to help. Whether it's personal injury, wrongful death, fraud and cheat, or estate planning made complete, we're here to help.
More savings, more selection, more for your trade. I'm Bobby White, and we've got more to love all month long at Lynn Layton Ford in Decatur. While they last, save up to $11,000 off MSRP on select 2025 F-150 crew cabs. $11,000 off F-150. Save more on remaining 25 Mustangs, up to $8,500 off MSRP on select models. Yep, $8,500 off on a Mustang. Save up to $10,000 off MSRP on remaining new 2025 Explorers, up to $10,000 off. New 25 Bronco Sports start under $27,000. That's right, just $26,800 after a $1,000 Ford owner loyalty rebate. New 25 Broncos start at just $36,500. That's $36,500 after the $1,000 Ford owner loyalty rebate. And there's never any hidden markups or dock fees. All these offers with your good credit, and we hope to see you soon at Lynn Layton Ford, right in the heart of Ford country, just a mile south of the Beltline indicator, or online anytime at LynnLaytonFord.com.
The Orthopedic Center. It's in the name. TOC, the premier choice for all your orthopedic needs. With over 40 physicians and 20 centers of excellence, TOC is the name to trust for complete, expert orthopedic care. And that word center, we mean it. With more than a dozen locations across North Alabama and the Tennessee Valley, TOC is in your community whenever you need us. As the state's largest orthopedic practice, TOC is built on trust, trust we've earned with every patient we serve. You can see that trust on the field, too, as the official sports medicine provider for the Huntsville Havoc, Huntsville City Football Club, Oakwood and Alabama A&M Universities, thousands of athletes and coaches count on TOC to keep them in the game. From student-athletes to unexpected injuries, our urgent ortho clinics offer prompt, expert care, no appointment necessary. So remember, when it comes to your health and mobility, trust the name that says it all. TOC, helping you live a better life.
It's an amazing time in our industry. Things are changing so rapidly. With digital signatures and workflow software, we help our customers work from anywhere. This helps you save time and money and upgrade your technology. Like I said, it's an amazing time to watch our customers grow and succeed. Just ask
anyone. Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN. He's still
a soldier. Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford, along with my producer, Brian Temple, who just bailed me out. Sometimes old fogies like me, we do something that we don't mean to do, and we can't figure out how to stop it. And that's if you've ever accidentally touched your iPhone and suddenly it starts going wild, and you can't figure out how to stop it. Well, that just happened to me. So Brian gave me the few moments I needed to go ahead and shut that thing down.
Does your phone do what mine does sometimes?
What's that?
Is I can't get the flashlight to turn on sometimes. I keep poking. I never know what I deal with. I have a flashlight on my phone.
Oh, sometimes the flashlight, I don't know how it turned on, but I don't know how to turn it off.
Right. Sometimes it won't turn on. Sometimes it won't turn off. But if I set it down too hard on the table, it turns the light on.
It's
alien technology. I don't know how it works.
I don't know how it works, but I know this. It's performing admirably right now, Brian, thanks to you bailing me out. But
and you know, you could be like Bill. You can get the Talk Radio WZZN app, and you can listen to us anywhere on your phone, even if you're on the radio. You can take us with us. Plugs right. You know, everybody's car is Bluetooth right in your car radio. Got that little adapter cable. Plug it right in. You can listen to us right there in your pocket. Your Bluetooth headphones. Everybody's walking around with their earbuds in anyway. You know, take us with you. We're very portable. You've got a whole radio station right there in your pocket. You've got a computer. You got more computing power than they went to the moon with. And you're looking at cat pictures. Do something fun with it. Do something good with it. Get the Talk Radio WZZN app.
And that's exactly what you need to do, folks. Or you could give us a call, 256-382-0724. A couple of things before we bring in Kenesha Dees, who is our guest today. She's the anchor of Fox News. Looking really forward to seeing her today. But I don't know if you were tracking over the weekend, but we lost a couple of legends in this country. The one I'll mention first is Reverend Jesse Jackson. He was 84 years old and had been in failing health for quite some time, and Reverend Jackson goes all the way back to the days of working with, as a very young man, working with Reverend Martin Luther King, and he also ran for president two times, a very prominent figure in this country, and he passed away due to failing health. I did actually have an occasion to meet Reverend Jackson one time in Birmingham. He was down there for a gathering where they were talking about the hiring practices for SEC coaches. And I was just hanging out in the lobby of the Winfrey Hotel, and there he was. And I went up to him and started talking to him. He was a very nice guy. We talked a little bit about what he was down here for and what he hoped to accomplish. By the way, he's a pretty big guy, too. But I really enjoyed my brief encounter with Reverend Jackson, and may he rest in peace. The other is the great actor Robert Duvall, who's probably one of my favorite actors of all time. He was 95 years old, and he had played in more movies than I can probably count. One of my little experiences with Robert Duvall was he had a role called The Great Santini, where he was a hard-charging commander of a Marine squadron of pilots. And one time when I was a hard-charging commander of an Army squadron of pilots, Robert Duvall used a line as Colonel Bull Meacham, where he was addressing his new pilots, and he said, If I say something to you folks, I want you to pretend that it's coming from a burning bush, a little pun on a biblical scenario. And I used to address my pilots and I said the same thing. I said, if it comes from me, you better pretend it's coming from a burning bush. And when they had their going away ceremony for their dear old commanding officer, they gave me a plaque that said, we bid a fond farewell to the burning bush. And the burning bush was me. And that was my favorite Robert Duvall role, although he was also very good. If you ever watched Lonesome Dove with he and Tommy Lee Jones, he played Captain Augustus McCrae. And he had another little favorite line of mine in that movie when they were in a, he and Captain Woodrow Call were in a bar and the bartender was just messing with him royally. And he grabbed the bartender by the back of the head, slammed his head down on the bar a couple of times and threw him aside. And he looked at Captain Call and said, Woodrow, I hate a surly bartender. And, so if you ever tend bar with me, don't be surly. No, I would never do that to anyone whatsoever. But those two great people have passed and they are gone, and we will be able to read about them and see Robert Duvall's movies for quite some time. And I think, Brian, are we now ready for a break?
Almost. We're getting very close. I was talking to Kenesha Dees. She's our next guest. She's coming up now. She's in the lobby, which on the other side of the building we call the on-deck circle.
Right.
She's getting there. I think she's getting a lovely beverage and getting acclimated. Soon she'll be in here in the land of authorized personnel only. We'll be starting that here in a few minutes. It's a brand new segment with our friends over at Fox 54. Kind of go over some news, the big items that they've been covering and looking ahead, kind of looking at their planning calendar to see what's coming up, what's the big news, like what's going to be on the city council this week, what they're looking at the Madison County Commission. Big things going down in Montgomery, big things going in Birmingham, all over the state, and all stuff that affects you, out on the arsenal, you never know. And they're keeping their eye on it as a news business. They do a much better job. It's just me and Bill here. We can't keep track of all that.
No, we can't possibly keep track of all that, but Kenesha's going to help us do it, and she's going to help us do it every week.
All right, and Bill's going to walk out. He's going to introduce himself because I don't think that he knows what she looks like because, he watches her on TV.
Right.
As a matter of fact, she's right here outside the door, Bill.
Oh.
Would you go say hi, and I'll get us into the break. We'll do a little update from the network, and then we'll meet Kenesha. See you in a bit.
You need a lawyer and pick up the phone. I'm attorney Gary Lackey. When you call for a lawyer, where does that phone ring? It might be in a call center somewhere, maybe 100 miles away, but my phone rings in my office.
The Lackey Law Firm.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. My phone rings in my office, too.
So does mine. I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. And when you've been hurt and need help, we're here. We're the ones who take your call.
And get what you deserve.
You want to talk to your lawyer. You don't want to reach a call center. With the Lackey Law Firm, that never happens.
The Lackey Law Firm.
And this is the most important part. We'll treat you like family, because that's exactly what we are.
The Lackey Law Firm.
And I'll go you one better. If you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
HD 97.7.2. WZZN-FM, Union Grove, Huntsville, Alabama. Talk radio, WZZN.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
A volatile trading session with the major averages mixed as heavyweight tech stocks are teetering following last week's AI-led sell-off. Worries about artificial intelligence disrupting business models had fueled a sell-off in software firms, brokerages, and trucking companies. Today, Federal Reserve Governor Michael Barr said that the central bank is in no rush to cut interest rates further, adding that persistent inflation remaining above the central bank's 2% goal is significant and that the central bank needs to remain vigilant. And shares of Medtronic are dropping over 2%. The medical device maker posted stronger than expected quarterly results, but didn't raise its annual guidance. It sees a potential tariff impact of $185 million this year. And shares of Masimo are rocketing after the biotech conglomerate Danaher struck a deal to acquire the medical device maker for almost $10 billion. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. After my husband died, the last thing I wanted to think about was money. Ethos made it affordable to get life insurance. Signing up was fast and 100% online. I knew that I could pay our mortgage and have food in the fridge. I could focus on my kids. No one ever tells you how much you're going to depend on that policy. I am so grateful we had coverage.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
1819 News.
The president of the Southeast Law Institute, Eric Johnston, is lauding a bill that has been offered this year within the Alabama legislature following a church invasion that occurred on Sunday in Minneapolis, Minnesota. That bill would make it a felony for protesters and rioters to enter church property and disrupt a service. Johnston spoke recently on the purpose behind the bill when he was on the Washington Watch podcast with Tony Perkins.
Now that we know the way the culture and the society is going, we can expect there to be such demonstrations around churches. I mean, we all know that the church is the only thing that stands in the way of some of these very new cultural phenomena that we have seen grow during the Biden administration and exist right now. Immediately after the events in Minnesota, some of our proactive legislators wanted to do something. And so a bill was drafted initially. Yeah, I think it was a little bit weak. We've worked on a bill to expand how we can protect churches, and one bill is moving through the process now, and we expect to have another version of it moving through very soon, maybe this week.
I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Did you know that 70% of people experience a potentially traumatic event in their lifetime and that 6 out of every 100 adults face PTSD every day? Help us bring hope to these survivors by signing up for your Alabama Distinctive PTSD Awareness License Plate today. The great thing is you can sign up no matter when your current plate renews, and the first year is complimentary. All you need is your VIN number on hand. Drive awareness. Drive hope. And customize your plate today at atease.org.
The founder of the Barber Vintage Motorsports Museum outside of Birmingham has died. George Barber Jr. was in his 80s at the time of his death. The cause of death has not yet been revealed. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
The Orthopedic Center. It's in the name. TOC, the premier choice for all your orthopedic needs. With over 40 physicians and 20 centers of excellence, TOC is the name to trust for complete, expert orthopedic care. And that word center, we mean it. With more than a dozen locations across North Alabama and the Tennessee Valley, TOC is in your community whenever you need us. As the state's largest orthopedic practice, TOC is built on trust. Trust we've earned with every patient we serve. You can see that trust on the field, too, as the official sports medicine provider for the Huntsville Havoc, Huntsville City Football Club, Oakwood and Alabama A&M Universities. Thousands of athletes and coaches count on TOC to keep them in the game. From student athletes to unexpected injuries, our urgent ortho clinics offer prompt, expert care, no appointment necessary. So remember, when it comes to your health and mobility, trust the name that says it all. TOC, helping you live a better life.
Basketball fans, get ready as the Conference USA Basketball Tournament is set to return to the Rocket City and Probst Arena March 10th through 14th, featuring 20 men's and women's basketball teams playing 18 games with Conference USA titles and NCAA automatic bids on the line. It's 5 days of exciting hoops action at BBC Probst Arena. Jump into the action by getting your tickets now by visiting Ticketmaster.com, and we'll see you inside the BBC March 10th through the 14th. Come find out who will be putting on their dancing shoes.
ALSR number 21014.
This is Thomas with Talent Heating and Air Conditioning.
Thomas,
I need you guys to light my flame sensor.
Excuse me?
Yeah, my gas valve's not flowing, buddy.
What do y'all need over there?
Oh, I need you to exchange my heat exchanger.
You don't have to speak the love language of a furnace to call Talent Heating and Air Conditioning. We can come out and do a $49 tune-up, and you'll get savings off of that, and we'll be able to figure out what's going on with your system.
Can you keep my flame lit this Valentine's Day?
We can definitely keep your flame lit.
Who do I got to call?
Call Talent at 256-503-4490.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
That was weird.
It's Talent Heating and Air. They're live. They're local. Give them a call today.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. We stay warm as we head into the overnight, early into your Wednesday morning. Temperatures only dropping into the mid and upper 50s. A mostly cloudy sky for your Wednesday. A couple of isolated showers are going to be possible. Otherwise, it is going to be quite warm. Temperatures climbing into the upper 60s and lower 70s. Other opportunities for rain as we head into your Thursday. Temperatures climbing into the mid 70s.
Your Fox 54 forecast. Only on Talk Radio WZZN. This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford. On Talk Radio WZZN 97.2 on your HD radio dial. If you are wanting to listen to us, there's a lot of ways you can do that. The best way probably is to go to the App Store and find the Talk Radio WZZN app. Push that little button and it'll circle and say you got it, and bingo, you got the app. You can also go to our website, talkradiowzzn.com, and you can click Listen Live when you get to the website, and there you are. And if you got some change in your pocket and you can find a payphone, run out and throw a couple of quarters in it and give us a call at 256-382-0724. Today in studio, we are starting a segment that I have wanted to do ever since the show began, and that is a segment that kind of looks at the news that's going on in this area through some eye other than mine. And we have probably one of the best people I could think of to do that joining us in studio today. And that is Fox 54 anchor Kenesha Dees. Kenesha, how are you doing?
I am doing well, and it is a pleasure and a privilege to be here. And you're too kind with those words, glowing words you said about me, but I'm excited to be here. Thank you, Bill.
Well, we are glad to have you here. And I know if you watch Fox 54 News like I do every night, I watch Kenesha and Jordan Dressman go back and forth, back and forth, arguing and bantering over little bitty things like, I think y'all were talking about cats one time and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, but he loves cats. I'm being sarcastic here.
I know. But my wife and I watch you every night, and you do a great job with the news, and a lot of people who are fans of Fox 54 News know who you are, but that may not necessarily be the same people who are listening to the station today. So Let's give them a little introduction of Kenesha Dees.
Sure, yes. Again, it's a pleasure to be here. I am originally from South Florida. I'm from Miami, Florida, to be exact, Miami Lakes, Hialeah area, for those who may be familiar with that area. But I grew up there. I was just explaining to you, Bill, that I do have some Alabama roots. My mother is from here originally, not Huntsville, not the Tennessee Valley, but Calhoun County, so more so East Alabama.
Oh, that's my people.
Oh, that's your people.
That's my people.
Did they go to Oxford High?
I'm from Anniston, but I got a lot of friends with Oxford.
Well, see, my mother and her family originally are from Hobson City, but they went to Oxford High School.
I had a lot of good times in Hobson City.
Yeah, Yellow Jackets, I believe.
Oxford Yellow Jackets.
Yeah,
there was a restaurant in Hobson City that was so good. We ate there all the time. I have to think about. I'll ask about it so you can ask your mom.
Yes, she'd be happy to hear that. But yeah, I used to visit Alabama every summer as a kid. To visit mainly my late grandmother. She passed away in 2022. But prior to that, when I was a young kiddo, Alabama was where I went for the summer. And I met up with my cousins and my aunts and my uncles. And it's really just become a second home for me, really. So I'm no stranger to Alabama at all.
Well, let me ask you this. I was kind of telling you earlier how I kind of stumbled into the broadcast industry through the back door. I bet you went through the front door. Tell us where you went to school, what kind of a degree you had, and how you got into the TV news business.
Oh, my gosh. A crazy story. I initially did not go to school for broadcast journalism. I went to school for business. When I was in high school, I wanted to be a fashion designer and take on more of a marketing role. And I ended up just falling in love with telling stories, doing reporting, writing articles. I started more so in print. And then when I transferred from the school, it's called Broward, from Broward to Howard University in Washington, D.C., I'm like, okay, I don't think I could do this business thing. I think it's a good skill to have, but I'm more of a storyteller and I love writing. And the rest is history. And ever since then, I just continue to have this love for news and connecting with people.
Well, where was your first broadcasting job?
Oh, goodness. So I started in my hometown, my stomping ground of Miami, a Fox affiliate there. I was a news writer and we would be titled a producer, but the role was a news writer, and we worked very closely with producers behind the scenes.
And how long have you been the anchor at Fox 54?
I've been an anchor here. September of this year would make it 4 solid years.
Wow. Congratulations. Yes. Hey, in this business, that's a big deal.
It is. I've been an anchor for almost 4 years, and then it would make a total of 6 years. January 10th actually made it a total of 6 years.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, we are certainly lucky to have you here in town. Before we start talking about just some news stuff, what is the thing you like most about being a – because, you know, let's face it, in a local town such as Huntsville, Florence, mm-hmm. Nashville, Decatur, mm-hmm. whatever the case may be, if you're one of the local news anchors, you're a personality. People know who you are. So what do you find that when you go to the grocery store, to Publix, or go out to eat, do people come up to you and say, hey, I know who you are?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, it's so funny. Just this past weekend when I went out with a colleague and friend of mine, someone had noticed me. They're like, oh, my gosh, you're our new favorite anchor. And they're like new Tennessee Valley transplants. They're originally from, I think they said they're from North, the husband was from North Carolina, the wife is from Maryland, but they ended up here in the Tennessee Valley. They're like, you're our new favorite anchor. I'm like, wow. And sometimes I forget, because, you know, you don't think about that. Think about just doing what you're called to do. But then you're like, wow, you don't realize kind of the impact that you have.
Well, people certainly don't see my face. Well, you know, I was telling you, we're going to have a TV channel going here one of these days, awesome. Probably in the next month. But I was actually at the YMCA working out one time, and a little kid said, are you through at the curl bar? And he called my name, and I said, how'd you know my name? He said, I recognize your voice.
Well, someone had mentioned that, too. I went to a restaurant a couple of weeks back, and they're like, wait, oh, I recognize your voice. So it's crazy.
It is crazy. So let me ask you this. I guess quite a few years in Huntsville. What do you like most about the town?
The people.
Okay.
The people. I mean, the places are great. I think it's a good fit for me. Coming from the big city, this is a happy medium, but the people make it so worthwhile. The Southern hospitality, the kindness. I remember I've been here 6 years. My first week moving here, when I went to Starbucks, someone paid for my coffee.
There you go.
And I'm like, whoa. During COVID, when I went to Dunkin', right here in this plaza, I ordered something. Someone behind me paid for my order. Like, where does that happen?
Well, I can tell you where it doesn't happen, and that's it doesn't happen with me. I don't think anybody's ever come to this old short, squatty guy and said, oh, I'd love to buy your coffee. No, that doesn't happen at all. Well, what do you like, the country, the climate? I know this certainly is not Miami.
No.
Definitely. And it's also not Washington, D.C., which is pretty cold in the winter.
Yeah. Well, it's funny you mentioned that because I didn't realize how cold it can get out here in Alabama, North Alabama in particular. Like, it gets cold. And so that actually I've experienced most cold here than I did in D.C. Clearly not Miami. But yeah, it gets really cold here.
Well, it does get cold here. And that's why we have good people like yourself and Jordan to keep us up to date on when it's going to get cold. So.
Yes.
What's your favorite hobby? What's your favorite thing to do here in Huntsville?
Oh, my gosh.
Other than report the news.
Other than report the news. I love going to social events. I love connecting with people. In fact, I went to a social event over the weekend, a Galentine's Day event over in Madison. That was fun. I like getting my hands on arts and crafts, and I just love being involved in the community. Any opportunity for community service is what I love to do. Every year, I actually, this is part of like what I include in fitness too, but every year I'm part of what's called the Legacy Tournament, kickball tournament, where you raise funds for kids and senior adults to make sure that they have activities over the summer too. And so there's like this team of celebrities pit against like high schoolers, and it's just really fun. I've been doing that for like, gosh, this year, which I believe I'll be returning, would make it maybe 5 straight years I've been doing it.
Okay, you got to come back and promote that when it's time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, one thing I was about to lead into, and Brian alluded to that, is on Fridays, I do a segment on the show called Friendly Friday, which is not about politics or news or anything like that, and that is going to be one of the entities we have on as
Yay.
That. And speaking of that, this year, you know, I had a little stint at the YMCA between retiring from the government and here, where I was a fitness instructor, and I had to referee an adult kickball game.
That must have been fun.
Well, and it was a little more complicated than I thought it was. You know, there were people trying to bend the rules and bunt the kickball and all this stuff. Yeah. And I'm going, oh, and people got mad at me because little kids came in and I let them play. And they said, no, they're too young. And I said, oh, come on, give me a break. This is a little kid having fun. So are you good at kickball?
I'm good enough. I'll say the past few times that I played, I made it to second or third base. I couldn't go all the way because I think we had our third out, but at least I made it that far. So.
Well, hey, at least you kicked the ball.
Right.
There were some people that I was, the little game I was refereeing, that they took a mighty swing with their leg and went whoop, bam, just kind of like Charlie Brown is a good visual for those who can't see it, but looked like Charlie Brown getting Lucy pulling the football out.
Oh, yes, when he kicks and he falls backwards. Yeah, just got to be careful, though. We're not like we used to be. You know,
oh,
like
no, we're not. So, Brian, let's go ahead and take a break now, and we'll come back, and Keisha and I will actually talk a little bit about the news, if
Fantastic.
That's okay.
Awesome.
All right, we'll be back in a bit.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
When you call most roofing companies, all you'll hear is, you need a new roof. Not when you call Fleming. At Fleming Roofing and Restoration, we're focused on your needs, whether it's an easy repair or a full roof replacement. Folks around here have trusted Fleming since 1965 for all their residential and commercial roofing needs. And as the area's storm damage experts, Fleming knows all the ins and outs of the insurance claims process. Log on FlemingHSV.com to schedule your free estimate today. Fleming Roofing and Restoration. We show up.
Tom Abraham here for my friends at All About Water. Crazy name, huh? Well, let me introduce you to them. All About Water is the top pond builder anywhere in the Tennessee Valley, and that includes remodeling or cleaning out existing ponds as well. They also have monthly maintenance plans for your pond. Don't have a pond? Well, how about a fountain or water feature for your property to bring that soothing sound of running water to your happy place? On the other hand, maybe you have water on your property that you don't want. Well, Ryan at All About Water is all about water, so he could take care of that as well. He has a background in fluid dynamics, and what that means is that he could take care of any water issue that you have. Finally, how about that irrigation system that you have or that you want? Well, they do installs and maintenance and repairs on those as well, because they are all about water. Learn more at allaboutwaterllc.com. That's allaboutwaterllc.com.
Basketball fans, get ready as the Conference USA Basketball Tournament is set to return to the Rocket City and Probst Arena March 10th through 14th, featuring 20 men's and women's basketball teams playing 18 games with Conference USA titles and NCAA automatic bids on the line. It's 5 days of exciting hoops action at BBC Probst Arena. Jump into the action by getting your tickets now by visiting Ticketmaster.com, and we'll see you inside the BBC March 10th through the 14th. Come find out who will be putting on their dancing shoes.
More savings, more selection, more for your trade. I'm Bobby White, and we've got more to love all month long at Lynn Layton Ford in Decatur. While they last, save up to $11,000 off MSRP on select 2025 F-150 crew cabs. $11,000 off F-150. Save more on remaining 25 Mustangs, up to $8,500 off MSRP on select models. Yep, $8,500 off on a Mustang. Save up to $10,000 off MSRP on remaining new 2025 Explorers, up to $10,000 off. New 25 Bronco Sports start under $27,000. That's right, just $26,800 after a $1,000 Ford owner loyalty rebate. New 25 Broncos start at just $36,500. That's $36,500 after the $1,000 Ford owner loyalty rebate. And there's never any hidden markups or dock fees. All these offers with your good credit, and we hope to see you soon at Lynn Layton Ford, right in the heart of Ford country, just a mile south of the Beltline indicator, or online anytime at LynnLaytonFord.com.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford. And I'm here in studio with Kenesha Dees, the anchor, news anchor of Fox 54. And I am so glad she is with us today.
I'm happy to be here.
Glad you're here. And this is going to be a segment that we do weekly and with our partner, Fox, and where we're going to just talk about things that are going on in the news. Occasionally we'll touch national stuff, but primarily we're going to stay in the state of Alabama. But today we're going to start with national, because we've lost an icon, and that is Reverend Jesse Jackson.
Yes, yes, yes. Known for the Rainbow Push Coalition.
Well, he's known for a lot of things. He was known for that. He was known to be, actually, he was on the balcony with Dr. King when Dr. King was assassinated. And then he sort of took that torch over and led that movement for many, many years. I think in the 80s, he ran for president two times and actually did pretty good. You know, he was the first African-American candidate for a major political party. And then Jesse Jackson was always somewhere. It seemed like he was always out of front of about any issue he was involved with. And I was mentioning earlier that I met him in the lobby of the Winfrey Hotel in Birmingham.
Wow.
Yeah, he was there for some issue that was going on with football, and we just sat down on the couch and talked for about 15 minutes. He was as nice as he could be.
Yes, yes. He was a huge supporter and advocate for HBCUs as well.
Right.
Being that I'm a product of a historically black college and university, he's so well-rounded, and you touched on some really good points of one of the many things that he's been honored for and known for.
Oh, by the way, you went to Howard?
I did. I'm a Bison.
Well, you know, I'm a West Point grad, and a few years ago we played Howard.
Oh, no way.
And you know what? Howard, as my grandmother would say, Howard gave us what fur. In fact, the coach of West Point, when we played Howard, he didn't even let the team go in the halftime at the locker room. He stood them out there on the field and let them have it, because Howard, they barely won that game. Howard's a good – well, you know, Howard has a lot of famous alumni. Like, as an example, in football, Willie Lanier. Do you know who Willie Lanier is?
I wish I did.
Now, he was a famous linebacker, Hall of Fame linebacker for the Kansas City Chiefs. He went to Howard.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so Howard – and one of my professors at West Point was a Howard grad guy, Colonel Fred Black, one of my mentors. But – we're getting on. We could talk about this kind of stuff forever. So was Reverend Jackson somebody that you kind of looked up to?
He was someone that I definitely admired and part of learning about Black history. Black history is American history, but a part of learning about him, I realized just how instrumental he was in the civil rights movement. And like you said, he was on the balcony when MLK was killed. He was right there by him, but. Yeah. He really did set a precedent with running for president, which later turned back some years later. You have former President Barack Obama who ran, and Reverend Jesse Jackson was right there with him, supporting him. And I remember looking at a video of him just sitting back and taking in that moment. Of course, politics aside, but for him, that was monumental, just watching something that he set the precedent for. So I do admire him, and I did see him as quite a leader and definitely cemented in history, American history, period.
Well, I think there's not many people who would disagree with that statement, and he's gone. He had a long-standing illness, so mm-hmm. You know, may he rest in peace. So let's talk a little bit about what's happening in Alabama. One thing I want to know is the news anchor, how do you select the stories that are going to go on the air? And then we'll talk about some of those stories.
Sure. So
do you select them or do you?
Well, I do what we call pitch them. I pitch story ideas. Everyone does. Our news team does. What happens is we have what's called an editorial meeting that we have every afternoon before we really get the day started. Some producers come in a little bit earlier and they have an idea of what they're going to add to their show. But that meeting really sets the tone for our day, what we're going to add, what we're going to take away to our show. And so everyone, it's a collaborative effort. Everyone from producers to reporters to myself, we pitch story ideas of what's happening in the area, what we've noticed, people who we've connected with shared with us and we share with them. And that's pretty much how we get our stories. Yes.
Well, what's happening right now in North Alabama area that really catches your attention, that is a big story that people maybe ought to be paying attention to?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question. Within the past week, which is normally a domain I don't touch, but lately I've just been led in that direction because it just intersects. It's Alabama, but the world of sports. The Alabama High School Athletic Association recently, with schools playing more games than they're supposed to, according to their regular season. It was a local, a more so local debate. It was between Scottsboro and Oakwood.
Right.
Yeah. So that was a big story. And when I say it's not really my domain, I ended up as an anchor doing a story on it. We have what's called a Verify. It's specific to our station where we verify information.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Oh, you've seen it? Okay, yeah. Great. You watched. you did say you watched us. But we verify information that some people may not have the immediate answer to. And so that's another thing that we pitch. We pitch story ideas on that. And so that has been the big story. It allowed me to open my eyes more so on classifications. I'm still wrapping my head around how that works in the sports world, specifically in Alabama. But that was a big story that dominated our newscast last week. And there was some discussion on it last year, too, with Oakwood, a different situation. The main one is that Oakwood had played about 31 games, one game over than the 30 they're allotted for in the regular season. And then with Scottsboro, it was just a back and forth, a teetering with the Athletic High School Association, and then the courts got involved. So that's something that just continues to unravel. And as far as I know, Scottsboro High School is now reclassified as like a 4A school. So it's a lot that I'm learning, but that has been the big story that has dominated, that crossed both news and sports.
Well, you know, one thing we do on this show, you know, in the past I told you I have done an Army football show, but over here we don't really talk about sports unless, as you said, they intersect. Mm-hmm. And these two things did, in fact, intersect. And we had one of our anchors, Mr. Drew DeArmond, on the other day, sitting in the seat you're sitting in. Mm-hmm. And he tried to explain to the he's kind of like a Rain Man kind of guy. And he was explaining all these rules for classification of high schools and what they did and how they used to count 1.35 persons per person in the smaller schools. And it went right over my head. And yeah. I'm going, I don't really understand all that, but I do know that Oakwood, you know, that one day I think they were okay. And then the next day they were told, nope, you're not okay anymore. Mm-hmm. You lost that game. You're out of the playoffs. Yeah. So I don't know exactly what happened on that, and I do not think it's over. I think there's more going on with the classification of schools. So what else has been going on that's caught your attention? I know that was a big story.
It was a huge story. It was a huge story. Now, I know we stay away from national news, but I will say that it did become more localized here with the ICE situation. There have been some protests that we've covered quite a bit here in Huntsville, even prior to city council meetings. So that's been on the minds of people in lieu of everything that's going on. You know, we're in the middle of Mardi Gras season. Today's Mardi Gras.
Fat Tuesday,
yes. You know, there was a
parade. So what are you going to do for Fat Tuesday? Anything?
What's so funny?
Go to work?
Go to work. Maybe eat some king cake. There's actually some king cake. There's like two king cakes on our table. And in our newsroom, and I'm wondering if anyone found the little baby yet, but
do they still put the baby in the king cake?
Some people still put little babies in there.
I thought that there was some ruling about, you know, choking hazard or
you
something.
You got to go to the right bakery. Check out New Orleans Lunchbox over there at Holmes and Jordan.
Oh, okay.
They do it right. As a matter of fact, you can ask to get the baby.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so he plugged that in, so I know where to go to get some king
any
cake.
Any good New Orleans food, that's where to go.
Okay.
So that is today. That is Fat Tuesday, and I guess you'll have some king cake later on, and maybe get the baby.
Maybe. Who knows? But I do know the tradition is once you get the baby, I think you have to next year gift the king cake, or I forgot how the tradition works, but it's something you have to do next year.
Your news director worked in New Orleans for a while.
Jonathan Shelley. He did.
He's still got a New Orleans phone number. You better tell him step up.
How did we go from ice to a king cake? I have no idea how that happened, but
icing, I don't know.
Icing on the cake. But, you know, there has been some stuff. In fact, there's a bill in the House right now where it's a result of some of that, where they passed a bill that said if you interfere with any kind of first responder doing their job, you can go to jail. Mm-hmm. So now that's just a bill that's on the floor. It hadn't passed. And you know, we don't want to get into everything that happened up there, but it is, as you mentioned, it's trickling down into Alabama just a wee bit, and hopefully it'll just remain a wee bit. You know, that's not a pleasant situation, I don't think, for anybody to be in. No. So what's in the news tonight? Have you had a chance? Have you pitched anything yet?
Not yet, but I do know that we had our meeting and some of our reporters are out, like in they're in the Shoals area, Muscle Shoals. They have this sportsplex that's put on pause. So we're expecting that later on tonight. I believe that's our lead story for this evening. And then we have another reporter, I believe, at UNA. So we have people dispersed throughout the area, throughout the Tennessee Valley. We try to keep it that way. We've done a great job. I believe our station's done a great job of keeping everyone spread out throughout
the Tennessee Valley. You guys do a great job with the news, and I will share an experience, and then that will lead to a question. As I mentioned, I'm from on Jordan's weather map. You can see Lawrenceburg, Tennessee. That's where I'm from. And my family owned the newspaper up there, and we would have our little editor. Oh, Trust me, it wasn't much of a newspaper, but
you're being too modest. That's awesome.
Well, we would, when I was in high school, I was a sports writer.
Wow.
And we would sit and try to drum up the news from Lawrenceburg, Tennessee. And sometimes there was no news to drum up. So do you guys ever have slow news days here, or is it always something? It seems like there's always something going on.
You know the jargon pretty well for you not to be that familiar with news, but we do have what's called a slow news day. We never know when that's going to be, but when it is a slow news day, we knock on wood, because the minute we say the Q word, I'm not going to say it now, but when we say the Q word, that things happen.
Oh, okay. So. Well, you can't. What is the Q word?
I can't say that, Bill.
You never say it's too quiet.
Oh,
And you never say it's too busy.
Yes,
you don't say, well, it could be worse. Yes, it can.
Yeah, and then it happens, yeah, right?
That one's on me. It's going to get worse.
Okay. Knock on wood.
That's why you're in a separate room.
Well, that's like when in the newspaper business, and sometimes you would see these little things that had a little paragraph that would say something like, in the year, 25,000 years ago, dinosaurs walked down Central Avenue, and that was just a way to put a little filler in the newspaper when you didn't really have anything to write about. So what's coming up are y'all going to get very much involved in, we have an election year this year. Is that something you guys will get a lot involved with?
I'm glad you mentioned that. We had a little huddle earlier this year. Myself, he's a multimedia journalist. It's actually his idea. He's a Huntsville transplant. His name is Carson Keel. And he approached me about us reaching out to some folks just to have a sit down and see, hey, why should people vote for you? I had the opportunity to do that last year with it being major municipal elections that happened that were very important in Decatur, Madison, I believe Huntsville's this year, if I'm guessing right. I had an opportunity to moderate and learn from candidates why people should vote for you. And we plan on, fingers crossed, doing that.
So is this like just interviews or more along the lines of a debate?
More along the lines of a candidate forum, people asking questions.
We'd like to make a love connection here, just to be honest.
Okay.
Because, we're always looking to do, we have the same goal in mind, is to get these candidates out there and get them to answer questions. Yeah. And, you're doing audience service. We want to do audience service. So if there's a handshake we can do.
Oh, I would love that.
I'm already blowing up your news director, man.
Okay. Yeah, blow up his phone, please.
Yes.
Yeah, and we have had January 20th since we've been on. We've had many, many candidates come on. And I'll tell you one thing, if you want to have a good question to end an interview with a candidate, ask him what you just said. Why should I vote for you? Yeah. Clear about 4 minutes for that answer, though.
Where's the buzzer? time.
No, they're not going to go away. So what's coming up in the elections coming up? Is there anything that's unique and interesting of coming up in Huntsville, Alabama? We're kind of the end of February is kind of the doldrums, I would say. It's kind of nasty outside. It's gray. It's hazy. It's rainy all the time. Now, this weekend, according to Mr. Dressman, we're going to have 70 degrees on Thursday.
Which I welcome. I do welcome that. I really enjoyed yesterday because it was just picture perfect. It was beautiful. Are you asking for our forecast?
No.
Okay.
Then I wouldn't have to turn the TV
on
tonight.
That's what I was about to say. You got to stay tuned for the full forecast.
Well, we'll hear from Jordan here pretty soon.
Okay,
by the way, I need you to call in Friday. We do a regular segment in this same time slot with Jordan on Fridays.
Uh-huh.
You call in, I'll let you harass him on the
phone. Yeah, okay. Call in and ask him a correction. Well, do you do any...
Ask him about cats. We're going to ask him about cats.
I'm going to ask him about cats.
Well, do you cover any of the events that go on here, like the festivals, all that stuff that happens? You ever go to any of them?
Yes.
Whistle Stop, things of that nature?
Yeah. Oh, Whistle Stop. I didn't cover it. I ended up going, this was last fall, right? Last year, yeah, I stopped by there, but I came really late, but I got some really good barbecue, and it was delicious. And so I ended up eating it at Big Spring Park, because it was, like, late. So I came there really late. But, yeah, we cover events. We cover all types of festivals. Like, we covered this past weekend the Mardi Gras parade. So, yeah, we like to have fun, too.
Well, you know, one thing, and we're going to have to scoot here in a minute, but there's one thing I'm glad that we didn't have to talk about that today, about today. You know what that was?
Uh-oh, what was it?
No real horrible news happening around here these days. Nothing bad, nothing controversial. We're just
He's the one that jinxed it.
Oh, you're right.
He's the one that jinxed it this time.
No, I think it's great, and I'm glad that we didn't say, oh, God, Kenesha, what are we going to do? You know, it's just a good routine conversation, getting to meet you, and we're going to look forward to being back in studio with you,
yes.
And I look forward to 9:20 tonight, turning you guys on.
Yes.
And I'll give you the last word.
Yes. So, again, it's a pleasure being here. I'm Kenesha Dees, Fox 54. News here in Huntsville. Be sure to catch up with me, link up with me on my socials. I just launched, Bill, believe it or not, long overdue, just launched my Instagram page. So give me a follow at Kenesha Dees TV. I also have Kenesha Dees TV on Facebook. But I'm so happy to be here, and be sure to tune in and watch us at our 5:30, 6 o'clock streaming. Make sure you download Fox 54 Plus. It's exclusive. Our 6 o'clock show is exclusive to Fox 54 Plus. And then catch us at our 9 and 10, which is broadcast on air and streaming.
And see, Fox 54 Plus is how I watch you guys on my Roku TV.
Ah, awesome.
I can get that, and I can switch back, and, you know, I can, if I miss Jordan's forecast, I can scoot back and see it, then I see you guys with the headlines.
Yes.
So that's a great way to consume it as a cord cutter like me. And too lazy to put an antenna up. I can watch you guys whenever I want.
Not the antenna. Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, Brian, I think we're ready for a break, and we need to let Kenesha get back so she can start planning her newscast tonight.
Oh, they won't start without her.
No, they better not. They won't have a show.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
AL cert number 21014.
This is Thomas with Talent Heating and Air Conditioning.
Thomas, I need you guys to light my flame sensor.
Excuse me?
Yeah, my gas valve's not flowing, buddy.
What do y'all need over there?
Oh, I need you to exchange my heat exchanger.
You don't have to speak the love language of a furnace to call Talent Heating and Air Conditioning. We can come out and do a $49 tune-up, and you'll get savings off of that, and we'll be able to figure out what's going on with your system.
Can you keep my flame lit this Valentine's Day?
We can definitely keep your flame lit.
Who do I got to call?
Call Talent at 256-503-4490.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
That was weird.
It's Talent Heating and Air. They're live. They're local. Give them a call today.
The Orthopedic Center. It's in the name. TOC, the premier choice for all your orthopedic needs. With over 40 physicians and 20 centers of excellence, TOC is the name to trust for complete, expert orthopedic care. And that word center, we mean it. With more than a dozen locations across North Alabama and the Tennessee Valley, TOC is in your community whenever you need us. As the state's largest orthopedic practice, TOC is built on trust, trust we've earned with every patient we serve. You can see that trust on the field, too, as the official sports medicine provider for the Huntsville Havoc, Huntsville City Football Club, Oakwood and Alabama A&M Universities, thousands of athletes and coaches count on TOC to keep them in the game. From student-athletes to unexpected injuries, our urgent ortho clinics offer prompt, expert care, no appointment necessary. So remember, when it comes to your health and mobility, trust the name that says it all. TOC, helping you live a better life.
Tom Luganville here from my friends at the service department at Woody Anderson Ford. When you need service on your vehicle, whether it's a Ford or any other make, you want to get into Woody Anderson Ford, where their expert service technicians will get it diagnosed and repaired right away, the right way. And while you are there, check out all the new and pre-owned vehicles at Woody Anderson as well. They are ready to make you the best deal possible. Visit Woody Anderson Ford today.
Woody Anderson Ford on Jordan Lane in Huntsville, Hughes Road in Madison, and online at WoodyAndersonFord.com.
Tom Abraham here for my friends at All About Water. Crazy name, huh? Well, let me introduce you to them. All About Water is the top pond builder anywhere in the Tennessee Valley, and that includes remodeling or cleaning out existing ponds as well. They also have monthly maintenance plans for your pond. Don't have a pond? Well, how about a fountain or water feature for your property to bring that soothing sound of running water to your happy place? On the other hand, maybe you have water on your property that you don't want. Well, Ryan at All About Water is all about water, so he could take care of that as well. He has a background in fluid dynamics, and what that means is that he could take care of any water issue that you have. Finally, how about that irrigation system that you have or that you want? Well, they do installs and maintenance and repairs on those as well, because they are all about water. Learn more at allaboutwaterllc.com. That's allaboutwaterllc.com.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. We stay warm as we head into the overnight, early into your Wednesday morning. Temperatures only dropping into the mid and upper 50s. A mostly cloudy sky for your Wednesday. A couple of isolated showers are going to be possible. Otherwise, it is going to be quite warm. Temperatures climbing into the upper 60s and lower 70s. Other opportunities for rain as we head into your Thursday. Temperatures climbing into the mid 70s.
Your Fox 54 forecast. Only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Well, this is The Point with Bill Crawford, and you'll probably know I'm not Bill Crawford. Bill has gone to be a gentleman and escort our latest guest, Kenesha Dees, from Fox 54, down to her vehicle so she can get to work. You can watch her on TV today. It's nice to catch up with some of the faces who bring you your news every night. And also, that's what we're looking to do here. We're going to eventually meet a lot of the folks from Fox 54. We have a great relationship with them. You already hear Jordan Dressman and Emily Owen doing the weather. And so we're going to expand that and try to catch up with some of the news that's going on. And here comes Bill now doing a victory lap to come back in and talk to us here on the radio. I'll just tell everybody how nice it was, A, to have Kenesha here, and B, and what a gentleman you are to walk around.
Well, how about that?
And you're a decent human being, Bill. Who knew?
I'm a decent human being. And yes, who knew that? But again, this is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford. I'm glad to be back here. That was Miss Kenesha Dees. She is the anchor of Fox 54, and that's going to be a recurring segment on our show. May not always be Kenesha, but we're going to have somebody here from, I guess, what are they, Brian? Our partner TV station, our sister TV station? How would we call that?
Something like, I don't know if it's that formal. We have a working relationship with them. I mean, you know, they provide, and they've been providing weather updates for our sister station, 97.7 ESPN The Zone, and branched out to helping us here on Talk Radio WZZN. And we go, hey, they got news people too. We like news. We're more news than sports. Why don't you come over and hang out with us? So, you know, that's about as formal as it's gotten so far. I'll just say this. I ain't signed nothing. I don't sign things. Keep everything, you know, do G. Gordon Liddy. Have it, everything else in somebody else's name. But we're interested to see where this relationship goes. And, you know, you kind of forget that these people doing the news are people, too. I got a little bit more of insight on that. I haven't done television for almost 30 years. But, I mean, these are real people, too, and they got feelings and emotions, and they feel certain way about certain things. But they put a lot of that aside to make sure they're walking the straight and narrow and not putting their bet on something so you get the straight news and get to make your own decisions.
Absolutely. And one thing,
Kenesha, that's a lot of ethics, and that's a big heavyweight to be a true journalist in that. In this, when you hear so many entertainment sources, not necessarily journalistic sources, There's way too many people willing to give you their opinion, and not enough people giving the news. And I applaud Kanisha and people like that.
Well, you know, one thing she and I were talking about off the air, and I think this is kind of important. And you know, what is really the role of local news? Well, local news used to be covered in a lot of ways. It used to be on the radio. It used to be on the newspaper, which was where I was at when I was a little kid, and it's also on TV. Well, it's still on the radio. Newspapers have gone by the wayside. You just can't find, you can't go by a store and find a rack of Huntsville Times in it anymore. So you've got to have some sort of entity that's going to be your watchdog for the community.
It's hard to wrap your fish in an iPad.
It is hard to, well, yeah, but I don't like fish anyway. So we won't go down that road. But
you think you know a guy.
What's that?
You think you know a guy.
Yeah.
I love fish.
Not me. And so, but we do have our local reporters like Kanisha and her team, and they are our watchdog. And sometimes they're the only watchdog over local institutions. National media is not going to come down here and cover a school board meeting or a county commission, or they're not going to look at our municipal budget. It all belongs to the local people. And you know what? They've only got so much time on the air where they can talk about the news, but they have to be accurate, because the accuracy of the local news will influence public behavior. If there's a crazy storm warning out there, the people may panic unnecessarily. And if it's understated storm warning, lives may go to risk. If crime stats are not reported correctly, you can get fear spread unfairly, and you can damage neighborhoods. If school performance data is incorrect, parents may make decisions that affect their children's futures without accurate information. And local news, frankly, in a town like our size or most any size, is information you can take. It's called actionable, and you can take action on it. Another reason that accuracy matters in local news is because social media, well, you know, what does everybody say? It's on the internet, so it must be true. But social media like Facebook and X and many other things like that allow rumors to spread instantly without verification. And I think Kanisha just mentioned that in her entity, what they do on Fox News, and I've seen this myself, if there's a news story out there, they're going to verify it before they run with it. And that's a good thing, because we want news to be accurate. We don't want it to be very crazy and very rumor mongering. And another thing about local news, and I saw it here today firsthand, and I've seen it many other times, is there is a human dimension to the local news. Local news folks are a part of the community. They are not just strangers. They are your neighbors. They're the people that you see at the grocery store, school events, church, youth games. And when the news is accurate, you know that the people who are reporting this news are your friends and neighbors. And also, local news has a big impact on the economy and business. So accurate local journalism is a key thing, and we are glad to have people like Kanisha to be a part of our program and her station, Fox. So, Brian, let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll get out of here. This is
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
More savings, more selection, more for your trade. I'm Bobby White, and we've got more to love all month long at Lynn Layton Ford in Decatur. While they last, save up to $11,000 off MSRP on select 2025 F-150 crew cabs. $11,000 off F-150. Save more on remaining 25 Mustangs, up to $8,500 off MSRP on select models. Yep, $8,500 off on a Mustang. Save up to $10,000 off MSRP on remaining new 2025 Explorers, up to $10,000 off.
New 25 Bronco Sports start under $27,000. That's right, just $26,800 after a $1,000 Ford owner loyalty rebate. New 25 Broncos start at just $36,500. That's $36,500 after the $1,000 Ford owner loyalty rebate. And there's never any hidden markups or dock fees. All these offers with your good credit, and we hope to see you soon at Lynn Layton Ford, right in the heart of Ford country, just a mile south of the Beltline Indicator, or online anytime at LynnLaytonFord.com.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
Basketball fans, get ready as the Conference USA Basketball Tournament is set to return to the Rocket City and Probst Arena March 10th through 14th, featuring 20 men's and women's basketball teams playing 18 games with Conference USA titles and NCAA automatic bids on the line. It's 5 days of exciting hoops action at BBC Probst Arena. Jump into the action by getting your tickets now by visiting Ticketmaster.com, and we'll see you inside the BBC March 10th through the 14th. Come find out who will be putting on their dancing shoes.
You need a lawyer, and pick up the phone. I'm attorney Gary Lackey. When you call for a lawyer, where does that phone ring? It might be in a call center somewhere, maybe 100 miles away, but my phone rings in my office.
The Lackey Law Firm.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. My phone rings in my office, too.
So does mine. I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. And when you've been hurt and need help, we're here. We're the ones who take your call.
And get what you deserve.
You want to talk to your lawyer. You don't want to reach a call center. With the Lackey Law Firm, that never happens.
The Lackey Law Firm.
And this is the most important part. We'll treat you like family, because that's exactly what we are.
The Lackey Law Firm.
And I'll go you one better. If you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
And I'm still hoping, waiting, praying. I did not die in vain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford and producer Brian Temple. We're glad you were able to join us today. I am glad to be back in the chair of the host after a week of being a little bit under the weather. And just glad to be here. Enjoy doing this, and I know Brian does too. We really enjoyed having Kenesha Dees in studio with us today. I think she was a fascinating person. And also hope you learned a little bit about the utility situation here in Huntsville with our president and CEO, Wes Kelly. He is a great man. Tomorrow we go back more to our normal programming, where we have our first guest is state senatorial candidate Barry Moore, who, by the way, was endorsed by President Trump. And our second segment, we'll have the Redstone Rocket Report with Skip Vaughn, the editor of the Redstone Rocket. And we're just glad you could join us. And remember this, I always say this. No matter where you are, no matter what you're doing in this great country of ours, there's a soldier, sailor, airman, marine, member of the Coast Guard, and also a Space Force person, and yes, even a member of the government workforce who's out there doing what they can do as best they can so you can enjoy this great country we live in. And folks, it's a privilege to live here, and we all ought to recognize that and be glad of it. And I am privileged to host this show. And we look forward to talking to you tomorrow. We love it. Brian, anything to say to the guys? Well, folks, have a good day. Try to stay warm and do good things for God and country.